This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Okay, so I have the latest dating trend. Jason,
what do we got
for you?
I know I'm in the market. I mean, come on,
Jason. Yeah, it's running clubs.
Oh, I'm right out.
Running clubs are the
running
new
clubs.
They're calling them the new Tinder.
Oh my god.
Or is it Tinder?
Tinder.
Yeah.
Wait. So I got to run and then try to pick up a trim on the side.
This was forwarded to us from the great Ryan Buckley. It is an Australian story, and it's a Q&A with a Dr. Zach Turner, and these people write in their questions, and this woman says, "Hi, Dr. Zach. Everyone has been saying run clubs are the new dating apps. Mind you, I've had no luck with either, but I want to know if running really is as good as everyone says."
I'm sorry, I want to run!
"My housemate's got really into running last year and is now training for his first half marathon. By the time I've crawled out of bed on Saturday mornings, they've already gone for a 10-kilometer run, which makes me feel lazy, but I just can't get around the idea of enjoying a run. Please tell me it's not actually as good as my housemate is making it out to be so that I don't have to finally get roped in." That's from Sam, who's a 26-year-old hot. And he goes on to talk quite a bit about the benefits of running and you shouldn't feel lazy and this and that. But ultimately, he says that calling it the new Tinder, he found that interesting, and he said that run clubs that are being hailed as new Tinder, honestly, it makes total sense. He says you're meeting new people, bonding over shared suffering, and everyone's already in activewear, which saves you from awkward first date wardrobe decisions.
Sure.
It's also a natural way to connect. No ghosting, no swiping through bios where someone's only personality trait is loves the gym and crypto. And if nothing else, at least you walk away with a good workout.
I can't think of any situation that I would rather try to meet people less than running.
Really?
Yeah.
What about a lifting club? What if you're pumping iron with the ladies?
That still seems terrible.
Like, what about a drinking club?
There you go. Isn't that what bars are about? What happened to the olden days of going out, hoisting a few, and then, you know,
letting nature
take its course?
I don't know if the Youngs are into this.
They're not. The Youngs
they're
aren't drinking.
Meeting in bars. No. Well, I know they're not drinking that much, but I just mean meeting in bars. Like, it used to be that's kind of how you met people.
Yeah. No, I do not.
And
think
women.
They're...
Is there a replacement for that, though? That's more widespread than just the run club.
Well, the apps.
Well, yeah.
Don't you think?
No, I bet. Is there like a in public, in real life replacement for that? Are they going instead somewhere else? Shows or
I don't think so. I think they all just sit in their houses.
Well, I will tell you that as a man that goes to a lot of bars, it is now. To be fair, I'm sure there's younger bars, but it is definitely an older crowd out at bars. I think youngs are out at more clubs.
And that's still a thing?
I think
where they're meeting people and
exchanging... That's still a thing. Bodily fluids.
You don't even have to... Well, you don't even have to exchange numbers now. You just exchange profiles.
Well, yeah.
Right?
A lot of it is... Because I do see people out and they always ask... They just... You follow each other on Instagram.
Yeah.
Give or you TikTok. Follow,
and yeah. Then you DM.
Yes.
And then if she's really into you, she might give you her number.
Yeah. Just the idea, though, of like...
And if she doesn't, take a hint.
Running, so I'm just going to go out and sweat and wheeze and
yeah,
then be
it's
like,
weird.
Hey, baby.
That's really weird to me.
Yeah,
I mean, I can see it. It does make sense.
And if you're in great shape and a great runner, it's probably a good way to show off to
super
other women.
Hot, yeah. Bunch of hots out there.
Well, I do see... Well, in the gym, because obviously I don't run. I do go to the gym. But the gym is weird because it's a... Guys at gyms need to be careful because there's a whole stigma now about the hots at the gyms that don't, like, they film you.
Yeah, they don't want you
they
messing with them.
Yeah.
And rightly
then,
so.
And then at jiu-jitsu.
Too many creeps.
At jiu-jitsu, yeah, or like the boxing gym, that's even a bigger no-no because you're, you know, you got to be real careful about not being a creep. One, there's not a lot of women that go to those. And so when they do, there is no tolerance for guys that are, you're rolling around with them or you're putting your hands on them. You really have to be mindful of not being a creep. Otherwise, it's going to end up really, really poor for you. So I don't, my athletic world, this is not really a thing. So maybe running is like a, I don't know, maybe that's the happy medium of exercise and dating.
If you have to be mindful of not being a creep, aren't you just a creep?
Yeah, I mean, it's a valid point.
You know what I mean? Like, well, I feel like people that aren't creeps aren't, they're just not creepy, well, so they don't have to be mindful.
Well, it's not just being a creep, but also not being an ass. So if we're at a boxing class and you're lightly sparring with someone or jiu-jitsu and you're going to roll with someone and it's a female, it's a fine line between, dude, you don't beat the hell out of them. You don't start grabbing them and tossing them around, and you do have to be mindful of where your hands are going. I mean, that's just the truth of the matter. And I do think there are creepy guys, especially if there is an attractive female on the mat. Yeah, dude, there are some dudes that are probably going to be like, ooh.
You got to think through it.
Yeah.
You want to partner up today?
Yeah. There's nothing worse than that guy. I'm not sure which is worse, that guy or the guy that then decides to go out and like dominate him.
It's like, yeah, check this out.
She's going to love this.
Yeah, like, dude, you're a douche. No, I'm not going to give you no cookie.
All right, well.
And the gym is also weird because it's like, how do I put this without sounding like a complete and total Neanderthal?
No, boy.
Well.
I can't wait.
Oh, God. This is going to be terrible.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
This is going to be terrible. If Isaac Rob goes to the gym with this delicious body over here, and you wear some running shorts that are 3 inches, lot of thigh.
Take off your shorts and dunk me.
Maybe some hair is sticking out of some places, right? And then you wear a midriff tank top to show off that sculpted body.
Take off your shirt and throw me.
And then you go to the middle of the gym and you start doing like hip thrusts and some
jiggling?
Deep lunges, right? And then you're...
Think of BJ from Righteous Gemstones.
Righteous Gemstones. And then you get upset when someone notices what you're doing.
I'm coming hard.
That seems a bit disingenuous to me.
God.
You know what you're dressed as. And again, this is like, ooh, I should be able to wear whatever I want, I want. I'm not saying you deserve to be stalked. I'm not saying you deserve to be mistreated, anything like that. But my God, you know what you're wearing. You know it's going to attract attention. And then the first time, and it's a different, like, if someone is coming over and making you feel uncomfortable, but some dude glances at you because of what you're doing, and then you decide to call that guy out or get all pissy about it, some of that stuff is ridiculous.
I don't know, man.
You're out there putting out a vibe, Rob.
Hop on this jog. I can't help it if I vibe.
You
need to keep your eyes off of me.
You can't help it. No one can.
Then the bonus rewards program kicks in.
Guys are just creeps.
A woman
should just be able to go to the gym and do what she needs to do at the gym.
Yes.
And even if she's flaunting a little bit, guys should be able to control themselves. Like,
yes.
Come on, man.
Agreed. But, again, some people are going to look. And that's not the worst thing in the world.
Yeah. Looking at... That's right. That I agree with. It's like, come on. We all look.
Yes.
Women do it. It's just it's part of being human.
But guys, don't be creepy. Don't be creepy.
Yeah, just
leave them alone.
Guys are the worst. Are people in gyms better or worse than people in running clubs in terms of this? Like, I
think gyms would probably be worse.
See, I feel like that too. Yeah. I feel like
more tea.
Yeah,
there's a lot of tea. There's a lot of vanity. There's a lot of insecurity. Like, I just feel like the gym, there's something a little off.
Yeah.
About everyone in a gym.
It feels more like that's a place to fluff your ego just because of all the mirrors and all the...
Yes. Yeah.
Whereas you go for a run, that's not necessarily for anyone else or even for you to see because you're the one running. You can't watch yourself run.
Are runners their own archetype of weirdos?
That I don't know because I don't run. You'd have to ask Sprague.
We used to run.
What?
We used to run when we were kids.
Yeah.
My dad was a runner, and he's not a weirdo.
No?
No, but, I mean, I don't know.
Well, there's non-weirdos at gyms, but unfortunately, having spent my life in gyms, it's a weird place.
I've always found gyms to be quite strange.
Yes.
And creepy. And people in them, I just, no offense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But, dude, I see stuff all the time.
It's
you're
a
just,
scene.
You just shake your head and you're like, oh, my God.
Like, who are these people in the real world? Like, who are they?
Well, unfortunately, and I think this goes back, like you said, to the male ego. If a guy is running, I don't think in his mind he's like, dude, this chick is going to be so into my running
right.
form.
Right. He's just trying to stay in shape.
But there are a lot of dudes that are like, oh, my God, how could anyone turn down this body?
Yeah.
They're like, she's going to see me over here warming up with 8,000 pounds on the bench press, and she's going to come over here and have to get a piece of this. That is...
Well, that is kind of the point of trying to look like that, is it not?
I don't think that's necessarily the point, but
I think that they think it is.
They think it is. I
is definitely. I think there is an element of that probably exists way more in that. And the sad part is, guys, the only one that's impressed by what you're doing is other guys.
And even that, people care about them, their damn selves. Like,
yeah, the other guys aren't looking at you; they're looking at their pecs. They're so enthralled with themselves, they didn't even know you're there.
Look at these man pecs. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, go to a running club if you want to meet a hot.
No, I'm good.
It's the new Tinder. All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan.